It's the start of the cultural season, but that doesn't just entail dance or theater. No, the Saints have their very own definite culture, and fans are pumping up to express it in very New Orleans ways. Today I'm talking to Jared Sampson, who is Director of Game Day Entertainment and Special Events for the New Orleans Saints. Welcome, Jared, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Renee, for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you do for the Saints.
Well, as Director of Game Day Entertainment and Special Events, my primary duties center on game day, of course. So entertainment with the Saints game involves a lot of different things. That includes the Champion Square bands, the national anthem, pregame festivities, and then also halftime, and anything that kind of goes and fits into any of those categories. Of course, this is our 50th season, so we're really planning some special things. We're going to kind of just take a little brief flashback on a few moments and bring a few kind of important people back.
Rank the fans 1 through 10 compared to other teams.
11 or more. Our fans are definitely a true reflection, in my opinion, of the culture of New Orleans. Very diverse in ages, race. We have costume fans. They call themselves the super fans. And there's just so many different types of fans. And I don't think anybody is truly a casual fan. You can't really be a casual Saints fan.
Do you think the whole entertainment aspect of NFL in general has grown?
It definitely has grown. The league does take a lot of time. I actually just came back from what they call game presentation meetings, where all 32 clubs had members present, and we talked about things that fans overall through NFL surveys are looking for. We also do our own surveys to find out what our fans want. What type of music do they like? What type of halftime entertainment do they prefer? What are they looking for in an anthem? You want a local person? You want a big name? So we do take time to really find out what fans want. And entertainment is an area that enhances the game. Of course, people come there for football, but they also want a good halftime. They also want a great anthem moment as well. So we do take time to really understand what our fans want, because entertainment is a key aspect of the game as well.
I know you can't give any secrets away, but are there any entertainment things coming our way that we should look for?
Obviously, you know, Will Smith and Hoki Gaijon were both nominated and selected for the Saints Hall of Fame, ironically, the same year. And that's happening during one of our games this season. So I think that's going to be definitely a high. And then, of course, again, mentioning it's our 50th season. So we'll have some great things again, just to kind of take the fans back on a memory lane, you know. Right now, I think we have an all 50th team being selected by the fans. So you'll see some familiar faces who you haven't seen on the field for a while. So I think it'll give the fans a real good opportunity to really show how the club has evolved and think about those players who impacted us along the way throughout these 50 years.
I think what that goes to show is that football is not all about partying and the game and winning and losing, but it can be a very moving and inspirational and touching part of our culture.
Absolutely. It's amazing to see people who probably come from different parts of the city, different parts, who may not ever cross paths, and they've been friends, their neighbors, if you will, because they have season ticket holders, and you're a season ticket holder, so they have season tickets, and they've sat by these people for years. They watched their kids grow up. Now the kids might have the tickets, and now they're bringing their kids, and they're trading pictures, and they're, you know, going down memory lane. And even with some of the I know a few of the people who work for the Dome, and they have these stations, and they've been there. They've been the usher there for 20, 30 years, you know. And so there's it's a family bond. It's a unity. And that is a culture. You look forward to coming and seeing these folks at the game. If they're not there, where is so-and-so? Why are they not here today? You know, and you look forward to seeing them on game day. And it might be the only 10 times you see them for the year. But when you see them, it's family, and you're really, really embracing them. And again, it might be people you may not ever interact with in this city other than on game day.
Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. It has been very interesting, and we cannot wait to see the Saints hit the Dome and the fans hit the doors.
Absolutely. This season is going to be one to remember and start a new chapter for our team as we introduce new entertainment and new things to really get people excited and feel appreciated.
Thank you. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.